Run the track!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode.
I mean, what is this? What do we say? Episode 198. Welcome to Foster Podcast, episode 198.
Jeez.
I'm your illustrious host. What does that mean? What does illustrious mean?
I don't know, Justin.
That's me, though.
Stop using words today. Let's just keep it simple.
I was at a coffee shop, and they had the word of the day on like the little calendar. Illustrious wasn't on there. I didn't understand that word either. So I'm just full of words I don't understand. My co-host, Christy Marie, is back. Christy.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
You were in hot pink. I don't think I've ever seen you wear hot pink before.
You know.
It's new year, my new winter, you.
it's my winter gear.
It's usually like black and gothic. And
I mean, everything underneath is black.
Oh, okay.
All right. I just put the pink on top to be like, look, I'm a mom now. I'm happy. See?
For when you're grocery shopping with all the other moms.
Yeah.
You're bright pink.
Yeah.
Our guest today, Rojo Perez.
Hey, guys.
Ooh. Thanks for coming on, bud.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad. Finally, 198.
Right?
We were able to make this work.
It's a miracle. It's an act of God. I saw that you were in town. I didn't know you. I reached out yesterday. How long are you in town for?
Right now till Wednesday.
Oh.
So it'll be like 10 days.
We got him just in time, guys.
Just enough.
I don't think 198 would have been the same without you.
No, I didn't feel. I don't think I would have been on it.
Yeah, you're living in New York, yeah?
Yeah, I'm still in New York.
And you're out here for Stand Up for Diversity?
Yeah, I was out here for the NBC Stand Up for Diversity. That was last Tuesday. And then now just really milking this free flight they gave me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just a one way?
Yeah, I'll be here for a little bit. Yeah. We'll figure this out. You guys can cover a last minute flight, right?
I'll let you know when I'm ready to go back. NBC, you guys aren't hurting for cash, right?
No.
You guys are all right. Christy, baby update. How's everything?
Babies are good. They're doing really well. They're eating a bunch. They're getting nice and fat. They are 1 month old today.
Yes.
One month old today. So, yeah, they're just doing really, really well. And I have found that, like, most, I hope this isn't terrible to say and everyone hates me after I say this, but most people, like, they have their babies and then they, like, hold them and take them home and they just are, like, instantly obsessed with their children.
Right.
But for me, it was really scary when they were born and then it, like, took a long time, you know, like, and we're just now starting to bond. I'm just now able to hold them and all of that.
Right.
But I'm, like, obsessed with my kids.
Oh.
You are now.
Yeah. It's, like, really... Like, I have a hard time having conversations with people because it's all I want to talk about. Like, I'm totally that person.
Right.
And I can hear myself and I'm like, no one cares that they took a big poop yesterday. But like, I want to tell people about it all the time.
So did you not pick them up for the first month?
No, they were very, very premature.
Okay.
I wasn't able.
Oh,
sorry.
That's something you should have told me.
I was like, whatever with these kids.
I'll feel this one out. I'm away the hot 30 before I can return it.
I guess we should explain that to Rojo.
My bad.
I didn't know if I would like them at first. There's like a warranty, right?
I made the mistake yesterday. We went to a buddy's house and he just had his kids like 6-7 months.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know. He came down from a nap and had like a little like plastic like football helmet.
Okay, yeah.
But I thought it was like a cute accessory. So I was like holding the baby. I was like, who put this stupid helmet on the baby? And it's like, no, the baby has to have that helmet on. No. I was like, somebody take this away from me. This is. I'm going to go sit over here. Yeah. Winks? Yeah, yeah, I'll have another one. It got real quiet in the room.
Was it like a sports helmet or was it just a regular helmet?
Yeah, it was like a helmet and then it had like a football like around. So it looks like a little cute little kit thing. So I was like, And the kid looked normal.
Right.
Right.
So I was like, it's but it's probably because they keep the helmet on that and like it worked out.
It's like Bane's mask.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Their heads are soft when they're born, yeah. And sometimes they won't form the right way, so they put the little helmets on and it forms their head.
Right, okay.
Like, keeps them round.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And sure. Now it doesn't have to have it all day now, because later on as the right. night got looser, the baby took it out. Like, it was fine. The baby was like, I'm here for a while. But I felt real bad.
Some of this stupid hat. That's hilarious.
I just love the idea of you like not touching your right. kids for 30 days just in case.
I wasn't impressed at first, but you know, now I kind of like them.
Yeah.
I changed a diaper too. Decided they're okay.
So now you're becoming that mom that all you want to talk about is the kids. Yes. And this is what, yeah.
Yes. Because yeah. it's weird because it is like, it's just like getting to know any other person. Like the more I get to know them, the more the connection grows, and now I'm just like obsessed, just like pictures everywhere. I'm showing strangers pictures. I'm fully that person.
It's always like those dudes, like it happens to dudes too on Facebook too, like guys that you like grew up with and went to school with, and they it's all about like sports and music or whatever, and then the minute they have a kid, their page is like all the kids, and it's yeah. like, I'm not mentally, I'm like, I don't understand that, but I can yeah. see how that would like, oh yeah, this is what's important now.
Right.
And
but like the only thing that's important. There's a picture of, I took a picture of my daughter, and if someone came up to me and was like, you can only see one thing for the rest of your life, like that's the picture that yeah. I would choose. Like I could stare at it forever.
Aww.
And never leave my house just looking at it.
So she is definitely your favorite.
No. I just happened to take one picture where her eyes are wide open and she's posing because she's a little princess.
That's like the first like human
right.
thing. Like the first like, oh, the, yeah.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right. Because she was so aware.
It's the idea of like making humans is so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like you made humans.
Yeah. In pairs.
In two pairs.
Yeah.
Two humans.
Yeah.
Ugh. And so when do they get to, come out when?
Still not until the end of January, okay. Hopefully maybe early February.
Okay. Right.
So they've got time.
Okay. So, but they're a month old.
They're a month old.
They're doing great.
Doing great.
You're still hooked up to milking machines.
Yeah, milking machines every 3 hours. I've been pumping milk for them. So every 3 hours, I hook my udders up like I'm a fucking moo cow. And I sit there and
do
milk.
Love you just looked at me like I didn't know women milk. Of the helmet thing. I was like, I've been pumping milk. Don't get alarmed. This is what a body does. And I was like, oh, yeah,
just
yeah,
making,
yeah.
Just milk. Clarifying.
Who's making the stupid milk?
Did you have names already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, she gave names after 30 days.
I think that's
when I was sure.
She went back and forth on them for a while, then they settled on two.
We picked their names, I think, like a week before they were born.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we settled on a name, and then they just happened to come. They were like, those are our names. We'll come out now.
Did you do, like, did you do go through books for names? What are the names? Are they, like...
It's Adeline and Atlas.
So, yeah, so they're very... unique
yes.
names.
Yes. Yes. We went back and forth a lot because my husband liked a bunch of really stupid names.
Yeah.
And so I had to talk him out of like just ridiculousness.
What was the worst one he gave you?
None of them were even, it wasn't like, I can't remember them because they weren't like Henry. It was like.
One was Reginald.
Reginald was one, which is actually a name, but it was like Olthazar and like, you know, Bromatane. And I'm like,
too
those aren't.
Too much pressure on these kids. Yeah.
So what are they going to be, Vikings?
Yeah, they're not dukes of anything. Like it's, let's just call them something.
He wouldn't want them to be Link, right? From Legend of Zelda?
No.
I thought that was in the running at one point.
I think
point.
That was you put that in the running.
Oh, was that me?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
I think you threw that in there.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
My my name was supposed to be Kelly or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad waited till my mom was all popped up on meds.
No.
Yeah, after I was born. And then he like crept in. I was like, hey, can we name him? And my mom was like, whatever.
Are you shitting?
And he went and filled out. Yeah, because
the paperwork. First
name, yeah, because that's his name. And it's like a, yeah.
There you go.
My mom did not like my
that's
name.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Where's Kelly? Oh, no.
Turns out.
They ran out of Kellys. We couldn't use Kelly anymore. We exceeded the Kelly limit.
Too many Kellys.
I like those names, especially knowing Christy. I would have been very disappointed if you had, like, an Allison or like a or like a Mike or something. Those are my two best friends' names. I don't know why I picked those.
But something.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Two very.
Be something.
Sorry,
a little...
Mike and Allison. You were telling me, what is your on a tangent? What does your father do?
My dad. Oh, when my dad growing up, he doesn't do it anymore. He's retired, but he owned a wood rental place.
Wood rental.
Yeah, people think I'm making it. My friends swear my dad did nothing. Yeah, they like he was like washing thing. Money for stuff, but it's a real.
It's a front.
It was a real business. So in Puerto Rico, like, so all the houses they're done in cement. So instead of you, they have to do the frame of the homes in wood, and then once you do the frame, they put the cement on the outside. So instead of just buying all this wood you would never use, you'd go to my dad's shop.
Okay.
Rent out the wood, put up the frame. Once you put the cement, you take the wood down, and we'd come and pick it up.
Interesting.
And clean it off and
interesting.
Cycle it through.
Okay.
Year. This is how I went. Put me through private school on this wood rental money.
Same pieces of wood. He only had five.
If one broke, we were closed.
No Christmases here, Kelly.
That's amazing.
Sorry, Kelly. No Christmas this year. I ran out of wood.
Wood rental. Interesting.
We did this.
What a hustle. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. He found something working. He, like, I worked there every summer.
Did you?
And, like, some weekends. Yeah. When I was, like, man, from like 13. Looking back, it definitely illegal.
Yeah.
From like 13, I was just picking up stuff. Yeah. It's like,
that's how they get you, man. I used to, my stepdad's concrete company, I was like 12 stirring concrete in a wheelbarrow at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Is your dad like a manly man?
My dad is not. My stepdad was.
Your stepdad was?
Yeah.
My dad was he would get frustrated with me because I would always have to wear gloves. Man, do I hate getting my hands dirty. I am.
Right.
So like.
Splinters, man.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. They're
splinters.
Popping out everywhere.
Right.
Mm-mm. My dad asked me once to come out to help him with something in the car.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing that. And he was like, hey, can you come to this? And I was like, yeah, give me a second. And I walked out with kitchen gloves because we didn't have any else I had.
Like
my mom's,
to
wash.
The yellow ones?
Right. Yeah, yellow ones. Yeah. I walked out and he just looked and he goes, don't worry about it. Gave up. Never again asked me to do something with him. I haven't seen him since. Hasn't talked to me since.
Jeez. Just straight to never mind.
That
just
would be a comedian. That's
kitchen.
Probably best.
Yeah,
that's probably wise.
Use your voice. Go do that.
I don't know why I had this idea of your dad like having to get the muscle involved if people didn't want to return the wood.
I don't know how he got.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't that. It was like the payment. I don't know how he worked. Like, it was such an honor system. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to pay me.
Right.
And then he'd be like, yeah, we'll pay you. And then it was just because it costs more to get like somebody involved to sue them
mm-hmm.
for like $1,000.
Yeah. Right.
So what if happens, you know, what if something is like, well, we're not going to return the wood now. It stays in our house.
I mean, nah, I think it was more of like when stuff was broken.
Oh, right.
Try to like
scam,
sneak it through, and give us a wood that wasn't ours. Some of their used wood, man. Nah, we don't want. We got that Pacific Standard wood. We know our brand.
That's when you get like Big Cousin Willie to come over and start
fix the
cracking
problem.
Skulls or whatever.
Put the gloves on. We're gonna fix this.
Get it handled.
So we used to do a segment on the show of things Christy would hate,
mm-hmm.
and I have a new one for you.
Okay.
I got a call from it's very lovely to get this call, and I love that I live in a place where I can get this sort of deal, but I got a call from a television executive for a show wanting me to come and audition for, and basically they pitched me the show, and basically what it is, they come in and they take all of your possessions away, all of them.
Okay.
They open the episode with you naked.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All your stuff is in storage.
Mm-hmm.
And in each day for 30 days, you get to pick one item out of your storage units.
Huh.
And so the idea is to...
Start with underwear.
No. I go, can I just be naked for the 30 days? And she was like, what? I go, I would just love to see you guys spend $1,000 trying to edit that out every episode. And I didn't have the heart to tell her that everything that I had is not going to fit in a store. Like, you could just put it in a Civic. Like, you could save a lot of money. But why do I got to be naked?
Because it's
sex
funny.
Sex sells, baby.
Yeah.
What if your first item was just socks?
I think I would choose shoes first.
You choose first?
Shoes over undies?
Yeah.
Just let it hang out. Where are you going to go in your shoes with no underwear
That's
on?
That's true, yeah.
So I'm just walking around with a pair of boxers getting callus on my feet.
We already know how he feels about splinters. Rohit grabs his gloves first.
I'm set. I'm good.
You guys want to come back tomorrow? Nope, I'm all
good. Goodness. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I guess that first day you couldn't go anywhere.
Right, because you're nudie pants.
Yeah, the first
but
day.
But even with boxers.
Yeah, I guess right.
you can't really go anywhere.
Right, right. I'm like, no, I was like, thank you. I'm going to have to pass on that.
Yeah.
I'd like to not be without my stuff for 30 days.
Yeah.
Like, who has 30 days just to roll around without shit?
I don't know. I like the concept of it. Is it to show you that you don't need all the crap you have? Is that the point?
I guess. But there'd be a part of me that's going to be looking in a storage unit going, I should really grab clothes. But my cell phone's in there.
You know, oh, man. I didn't even think about
that. And I got to tweet about this.
Yeah. I got to Facebook. I got to check Instagram. So.
Well. I can't wait to see you on that.
You'd go with underwear first?
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where my hygiene would come into play. I'm like, I'm going to cover my ass up.
See, I would do robe.
Ooh.
Do you own a robe?
I own a robe, and I also own a full Batman onesie.
See,
with the cape.
Onesie's where it's at.
With
now you're thinking.
Yeah. So I'd probably get my Batman onesie and I would just be set for 29 days. Yeah. give me my cell phone, my laptop, and I'm good.
My onesie.
This is just a regular day for you.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I'm usually rolling around.
What do you think? She's going to take the washer and dryer that I don't have? Who do you think I am, lady? Please don't take the bed that Tone gave me. I did a show the other. This is a side note tangent of how unimportant comedian. You ever just feel unimportant?
Yeah,
right.
All the time.
This is the only business.
When somebody comes up to me and thanks me, uh-huh. and I'm like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, I'm a nurse." I'm like, "Shut the fuck up." <How do we?" laughs>
I did a show the other night in San Diego. Right, had a great set. I got off stage. I felt good. I'm standing. My buddy came out to see me. Me and my buddy are standing there talking. And literally 9 audience members came up and thanked both of us for being on the show that night.
But your friend was not on the show.
At all. Yep. Just an audience member. They shook his hand, told him how great he was. God damn it.
That's amazing.
This is the only professional people just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Thanks,
clowns.
We'll
get people. Oh, this was a fun. We'll get people like mix. I've been traveling the whole year with Tone.
Yeah.
And they'll mix our jokes. So they'll edit them together.
Right.
So they'll start with my premise, but they'll end with the callback of what Tone did. Yeah, I guess that's a good bit. If
Close
we could
enough.
Do that, that's a much better bit than we came up with alone.
We just combined our jokes.
Sweet teamwork.
But we were, I don't know what I was thinking about. We were in Vermont,
mm-hmm.
and in 3 days, I got called 3 different races.
Wow.
In Vermont. Like,
I'm very impressed Vermont knew 3 different races.
I mean, it was, wait till you hear them. okay. We walked down and the lady in the lobby, black girl, and she goes, "Where's your brother?" And I go, "Who?" She goes, "Isn't that your older brother? You walked in." I was like,
talking about Tone?
Tone.
She thought Tone was Tone.
She thought so. Yeah, and I was like,
God.
No.
Okay. No, that's just my buddy, but thank you, I guess. Yeah, that's cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
So we go out and the worker at the club, second night, I do something in Spanish on stage and I get off. He goes, "Man, I didn't know you were Spanish." I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "I thought you were just straight white."
Interesting.
And I was like, "What? Vermont, what the fuck is happening here? What is happening
Seriously,
in Vermont?"
Rojo Perez?
Yeah. He didn't care about me.
Right.
Then we go to a bar on Sunday to watch football, and there's these 3 old ladies, and one old lady just chatting with me, whatever, and they were going to Canada. And I was like, "Oh, I was just there." And she was like, "How is it to cross the border?" And I was like, "Well, what?" They stopped me for like 40 minutes, so it wasn't like crazy. But she goes, yeah, but you. And she goes, you, but you look like.
She thought you were Middle Eastern.
She goes,
oh no.
She goes, you could be, and she was like, you could be like a terrorist. And I go,
oh.
And I go, huh. and then she called herself, and she goes, because you're so handsome. was her save to tell me why I could be a terrorist. She like gestured for the beer, then goes, because you're so handsome. And I'm like, yeah, that's what they're known for.
Yeah. Handsome ass terrorists.
GQ models, just underwear models.
Man, you see those 9/11 headshots?
You're so handsome.
Oh my god,
that's a worst save ever.
But we're so insecure comedians, we were like, yeah, but she called me handsome.
Well, I can see it, maybe I can play this, maybe that's
you get new headshots made.
Oh my goodness, I love the two extremes of the first two though, like that's all you've got, you're either black or you're a white guy,
right?
There's
Vermont,
no like
that's
fun. I don't know, you're ethnic, I just assumed you were all black. You and your whole crew, I just
white
assumed.
White or others.
Right. Right.
But also, and related, too. Like, that's the most racist part. Not only are you guys black, but you're also, you have to be clearly related.
Right.
We there was a bomb threat while we were there.
In Vermont?
In Vermont.
Because of your beard.
I think they called it, because they surrounded the bar we were at, but nobody knew where the bomb threat was.
The handsome guy right over there.
Right. Strong jawline, you know, that terrorist.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the bartender sees you come in and just calls it.
We
got one.
A threat.
We have another.
He's killing because he's so handsome.
That's crazy.
Dude, but there was a bomb threat, but you can tell it was in Burlington. You can tell they never had this.
Right.
Because somebody called bomb threat, and then like a bunch of cops came, and one cop like peeled out, like blocked off the section. And then just stood by his car for 30 minutes because he hadn't thought out past the peeling out part.
Right.
So he was like, I'm going to peel out. Watch this cool shit I'm about to do. Well, we're all here. There's nothing to do, is there? The farmer's market. Okay. Yeah, that's where we're going.
Now we wait.
I look like a badass, but what's next? I used to work at a restaurant. There was a bomb threat there one time. And we were like laughing and joking out front. And then we looked and the cops were in the parking lot like across the street. We're like, oh, yeah, maybe we should probably go over there.
Just somewhere further away.
Right. What's it been like traveling with Tom? And it looks like I see you guys' videos on Instagram, and every single night you guys are out, like, partying, just, like, taking over.
It's pretty fun. Some comic in New York was like, man, I see you in all Tom's videos. And he goes, it's like I can't get away from you. Like I click on them to see Tone, but there you are. And I'm like, cool, thank you. That's nice. I appreciate the view. Good. Yeah. It's pretty fun. It's been a lot. Like we both, stand-up wise, we've gotten, I think, this year so much better just because you're with somebody who you trust, so the opinion's a little easier and you can feedback and nobody takes, like, it's not offensive. Like nobody takes a certain way. Hang's been fun. The problem is we get along so well, but neither of us know how to say no.
Oh gosh.
Like so to the party?
Yeah, to like, but it's not even like, cuz it's not like we're out at clubs or like late. It's like, oh, we have a show at 8. I mean, it is 4. I guess we could have like a beer.
Right.
Right? We could do one. Yeah. And it's 4 p.m. and they're like, hey, we're going to do one. We need the Jameson. We're not just going to have beer alone.
Right.
We're kind of lunatic just has a beer alone at 4 p.m. on a Thursday. So it's just that sort of like, so it's just a steady flow. Like we did, the longest we did 14 days, 15 days in a row. And he was in New York before that for 5 days shooting. So it was like 20 days of every day of us. Like, man, and then by the end of it, we're like, man, I love you, but I can't wait till you go home.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I need something to sleep.
Yeah.
We all have that friend that you're like, I love hanging out with you, but I can't wait for you to leave.
But that's the same, but I'm sure he feels the same way.
Right.
Right.
Like he can't wait till I leave LA.
Right.
I'm sure he's dying for me to get out of here.
I love watching the videos because it'll be you guys like, like 4 p.m. at a bar, like having like a little nice, and then it'll be like, he'll post one at like 5, and then it's 5:30, and the show starts at 8, and then it'll be like 7:45, and it'll just be you guys like, woo!
Way too hype for a Sunday show. Yeah.
Like, these guys are taking over every city that they're at. It's amazing.
It's a mess. It's been, the staff loves us.
Oh, I'm sure.
We went, some old man, sound guy, like, he had to be like in his mid 60s, retired like cop, and now just does sound. He likes doing it, and the club lets him do it.
Right.
And he was like, the first day he was a little shy. The next day he was like a little more talkative. By Sunday, he goes, "Hey guys, I got a karaoke spot I go to on Sundays.
Oh.
You down?" And we were like, "Chip, yeah, we're down, Chip. Fuck yeah, we drive 20 minutes out to some like TGI Fridays or something, and it is the pro-am of karaoke.
Right.
Yeah.
If these people come every week and like." Everybody says that everybody has their songs.
Right.
People are doing hits.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like insane how great it was. And Chip was killing it. Oh. Chip walked in like the mayor. Hey, hey. No, they with me. They good. Love that dude.
Shout out to Chip.
Chip, man, you out there, OG. Just killing.
Did you sing? Do you have a go-to song?
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I've only done it once or twice. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it because I think I can sing. So I know I know it's bad.
Right.
So that's why I can't do it, because I can't let those haters knock me down.
Something about the suburbs and karaoke, that's where you see the shining stars.
Yeah.
So you guys have been traveling like all over.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were in my hometown of Addison recently.
Did
you get to hang out with my father?
He came the...
He probably came every single night.
I met him the first
night. Okay, so you did get to meet my dad.
Yes,
okay.
He was not impressed with my set.
Really?
No, he was very sweet.
Oh.
No, he was great. But I saw him, and he was in the front row with...
His girlfriend?
Yeah.
Or his wife? Yeah,
yeah, well, I didn't know. So I wasn't going to...
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Not my mom.
What if you didn't know?
Not my mom.
Your dad with a coworker.
My dad doesn't have a sister.
So they came out. They were super nice and they enjoyed the show. But it was like they were in the front row and I was looking at it and I was like, I wanted to say something.
Right.
And I was like, something tells me just let these people be. Don't even. And then afterwards, and it worked out great. But he's super sweet. Yeah.
I looked at Tone's Instagram video and it's him at Pete's like surrounded by people and he's doing shots. And then he does like he's holding a cell, and then he pans out, and then my father's dancing behind him. I was like, "Dad!"
It was at this dueling piano bar.
Yeah, Pete's piano bar. Yeah.
Oh man.
That's really funny.
Oh, Papa Foster, always up to something.
I was like, "Dad, go home."
You're in your bed in your nighty with tea.
Dad. I probably was.
Cause you a little worse.
Snuggled up with some mint. Some chamomile.
We went to an escape room while we were there.
Did you?
Have you ever done one of these?
I've done one, and I have for my birthday in July. I still haven't used it. I have passes for another one.
Man, I've never been.
They're great.
So dope. It was, but you never feel dumber.
I know.
And there was six of us, and we're just like six educated adults, good jobs, creative, Man, so at first you're like doing the stuff, and then like 20 minutes in, 30 minutes in, you're just like, you're like, there's nothing on the fucking clock. Stop staring at the clock. It means nothing.
Yep. You go in there with hope. You're like, okay, we're going to spread out. You do, and then like halfway through, like, you're like, I don't even know.
It's a mess.
Can somebody let me out, please?
I got it because the dude was like, he had the name of like, they give you like a little walkie talkie, and you get like three lifelines or whatever. It was Maverick or something. He was like, when you want to check in, say Maverick or whatever. And then by like minute 40, I'm like, John, so I'm not calling you fucking Maverick anymore. John, how do I get out of this, John? I know it's you. Where are you?
Yeah, I have passes for like six, and I want to do it. We did one that was like hieroglyphics, and it was like Egyptian themed. And you're right, dude. I've never, because you have to incorporate like thinking quickly, but also math, which I'm bad at both of those things. So I was like, I would die here.
And keep track, I would think. I've never done the live ones, but I used to do, because I was awesome and cool, I used to do the online ones a lot. Like, there's Room Escape Games online, and you have to, like, click on the thing and write down all the numbers and put together the puzzles to get out of this fake virtual room, which is, like, ooh, where the concept started.
I should prep.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that's pretty intense. That should be like on SATs. Right. Like, I think something like
get
that.
Out of this room.
No, yeah, I think that's like yeah. just a creative thing, because you're still doing other stuff, but it's just like how just having yeah. general logic or like knowledge of what you're doing as a human.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's oh my crazy. God. I didn't know they had those.
Yeah. So if you type in Room Escape Games online, there's like a million of them with 1,000 different themes.
When are we talking about here?
What are you,
high school?
Yeah, it was maybe like just post high school.
Okay.
I had like a desk job, so I would, you know what I mean? Yeah, I would do that while I was sitting there at my desk.
Dude, I'm going to do that and not tell anybody.
And get your skills right.
I'm going to practice really hard, and then I'm going to invite my friends out to the escape room that I have passes for and just look like a badass.
Right. But my husband, because we're soulmates, he also used to do that back in the day, way before we ever met each other.
You guys, this was not the chat room you guys met? That killer escape room.
Turns out,
Matt hookups on that escape room chat.
Just ASL ?
Yep, we're really cool.
That's
we're really cool.
You up? Why are you trying to come over? No, I just can't get out of this room. You've done this one, right?
What the hell do you do with the red key?
How do you divide X? I don't understand. That's really fun. I like those things are like super popular now too. People are like those are like propping up. Dude, there's one like downtown. It's just some college kid built it, and like he makes a fortune, dude. A fortune.
They're so dope.
Yep. Yeah.
And they're not that expensive. I mean, I don't know here, but like, we didn't pay there, but
right. Like
we looked it up and it was like $25 a person like for an hour of like actual entertainment. Like, and you're doing something that's a good friend.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It was it's a really bonding fun. Thing.
You do that at the movies, spend that much anyways.
Yeah.
Or anywhere.
Have you come out to LA a lot?
This is my third time this year.
Okay.
I think next year I'll be coming a little more.
Good.
But yeah, I think about three times feels.
What's the difference between New York and LA that you see? What's the main thing besides, you know, obviously the obvious?
Like comedy or you're just people?
No, like people, yeah.
I mean, people are a lot more friendly. No, but I haven't heard one honk.
Right.
Like a car honk. And it's driving me crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's like, motherfucker, 3 seconds. The green's already going. This is why traffic's so bad. None of these motherfuckers are going anywhere. This is way too chill. I don't think people are rude in New York. I think they're just very short with you.
Yeah.
Like
somebody
will help you, but it's like, what do you need? Okay, go this way, do that. They're like,
right. Not a lot of time.
Yeah,
in
it's
New York.
Not really like
it's efficient.
Very efficient. Yeah.
Very efficient.
Too much hugging out here.
Really?
New people I'm just meeting.
Okay.
That's what's freaking me out. Like,
okay.
It happened at two different meetings I went to, and like I went very professional handout.
Uh-huh.
They came in real wide.
Yeah.
And then you're just holding. They're holding me. And why are you? Stop holding me. Get away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
LA is very huggy.
It is really huggy.
I didn't think about that.
It is really huggy. And then if you get into like the like touchy-feely hippie realm that I work in, then it's like the hug. And it is like the hold. Like
the
a couple seconds too long. Just to let you know that they're okay with this embrace.
I tried to talk about it yesterday on stage, but everybody looked at me like, that's what we do.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Right.
You're the weird one here.
Right.
But you don't dig hugs, man?
Man, you're the soulless, cold monster from New York.
Let's all hug him now, guys. Let's just all.
I didn't think about that. I guess that would be kind of jarring, right? You come to a new place and everyone's warm and wants to hug you and it's like and the honking thing too is funny because it's like when I go back to Dallas, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm laying in bed at night and I don't hear police helicopters or like sirens, it's very unsettling to me.
Right.
Like the quiet is now weird to me.
Yeah. Mine was the rain when I moved here, because I moved here from Florida where it rains at least once a day. Yeah. And I got here and they were in the middle of a drought then too. And it was like a full month with no rain, no clouds. And right. It started to fuck with me.
That, yeah. You, I guess you would forget. I mean, yesterday, like, we were watching the game and, like, the TV froze. And I was like, what's that? I was like, well, there goes your one cloud.
Right.
It fucked up the game, that one. Give it the 5 seconds. I think we'll be good, guys. Stop panicking.
Yeah.
Was that?
I heard an article that said that whenever it rains here, traffic accidents go up 500% in Los Angeles. 500%.
Because, they're just never used. It's like the same thing, like, a few years ago in Atlanta. People were leaving their cars on the highway because it was 4 inches of snow. People left.
Just put it in park.
Yes. Everyone was driving. People were like, nah, this doesn't feel right. And just left the cars. And we're going to come pick it up whenever it stops snowing. You know how crazy that shit is?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Four?
That I don't even have to shovel for in New York. That's not sicking. What are you guys doing?
All the can of beans are sold out of all the stores.
I just like that one person was like, fuck this, and then everyone else saw it and they're like, yeah, they're right. This is crazy. Let's all we just live here now.
Somebody has that's a real alpha person. Yeah. Nope, I'm leaving it. I'm done. I'm done with this car. Don't worry about it.
You guys do what you want. I'm out of here.
What nobody else knows is you just run out of gas.
That dude left it because he was at his exit. Everybody else was like, wait, I'm still 10 exits up. What do we do? He's going home. Where are we going?
Oh, my God. That's great. You guys, this is way off subject. Do you want to do this article that I found from... I died. This is so I like to find like little stupid things of new stuff and bring it in. Then this one is a and this is in London. This is a the title of the article is "A Blowjob Cafe Staffed by Sex Robots is Opening in London."
Oh my goodness!
So let
gracious.
That sink in for just a second.
Okay.
A blowjob cafe staffed by sex robots is opening in London. Bradley Charvette wants to change men's morning routines. The sex industry entrepreneur already caught the attention of people early this year with his plan to open up a fellatio cafe in Switzerland based off Thailand's blowjob bars. The idea is that a guy can come in, order a cup of joe and an escort. The only wrinkle is that the escort are robots. That means he can open in London and expand aggressively in countries with less permissive sex work legislation. So people that have sex worker legislations, robots are not protected by that law. So the cafe will be open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Serve coffee, sex, and pastries.
6 a.m. to 11 p.m.?
Yep.
I feel like the hour should be the opposite. Like, shouldn't that be an 11 to 6 cafe?
You would think.
Like, why are they keeping 9 to 5 hours?
Very productive men that want to go and bang out a robot before they go.
I don't care for it.
I don't. My stuff with that is like the cleanup.
Ugh.
How many robots do you have cycling?
Yeah.
Are you waiting for a robot? I'm not waiting for a robot. I'd be like, no, but I love PZ Stacy over there, whatever. That's it. No, that one's good. That one just came in.
Yeah, did you call ahead?
Yeah, it's like a barber. No, yeah. I'm going to wait. No, I'm not trusting this robot.
No.
Like you do, like for brunch, do call ahead seating for robots?
Yeah. What's the wait?
How long is Becky?
Like, oh, she's in the shop. Oh, all right, I'll call tomorrow. I'll be back.
Oh, God.
So sex robots, as you guys have been following the news, that's like the new thing. They're becoming realer and realer. And
is that real?
Yeah.
That's been on the news?
Yeah. So they started with, like, everyone knows.
What fucking news do you guys watch?
We've been sitting around making babies. The world's changing out there, Christy. We're progressing.
Just taking photos. A month I've been gone. We fucking robots now?
Lord.
I'm going to stay back with the babies.
For real.
Yeah, so the new trend is now robots, and now they're putting in artificial intelligence into the robots. with warm genitals, and they respond to touch, and okay. and they can moan, and that's the right. new craze.
Okay. They're Westworlding.
They're, yes. And now there's an article that came out today that now they are your celebrities. Now they're going to start molding after your favorite celebrities. So you can get a Scarlett Johansson AI sex robot one day.
What do the
soon.
Celebrities have to say about that?
They're probably not very happy with it, if I'm assuming.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
I guess, but I guess you would have to like...
Unless you make it overseas.
It differently.
Well, yeah, yeah, like yeah, yeah.
Scarlett with an H.
Yeah.
Somewhere right. in the middle. Like, no, this isn't you. This right. is our Scarlett.
It's
we came up with.
It's still someone banging your robot, though. It still has your face and voice
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. No. You wouldn't feel flattered?
No.
If you're like a top seller? Flattered. Like if you're a top seller?
Under no circumstances would I feel flattered that the most people are banging the robots that look like me.
I would like that.
See?
Right? If they called me handsome first.
These robots are real terrorists.
Real terrorist robots.
I think I'd be flattered.
Yeah.
I guess it's different.
That's some dude shit yeah, is what no, you guys very, are talking about
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
I mean, call anybody listening, call in right now. Let us know. This is not live.
But what about just some like giant old creep alone in his house, like yeah. just banging a robot that yeah. looks like you?
Yeah.
I think that's better than giant creep kidnapping you.
Well, I don't think those are the only two options.
if we're painting,
I don't feel like kidnap and rape is the only other option to robot vaginas.
So this giant creep you presented. <alone?
Yeah>. an idea too for some of the robots is to help out couples. So couples that want to expand their relationship and bring a third party in.
Oh, hell no.
So now you bring a robot in instead of another woman
nope.
into the bedroom?
Nope. No. That doesn't make it better.
No.
That's not how you fix that. No, no.
There's a problem in the relationship. Clearly a robot can fix it, Christy.
What about when you come home and your husband's banging the robot while you're not there?
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
a little too lifelike for me.
Yeah.
I don't care for
you
it.
You guys have rules? I'm sure maybe there's a lock on it that you guys have like joint fingerprints. Like, I don't know how the technology works.
You have like two keys yeah, that you have yeah. to turn at the same time.
You're going to set off a nuclear weapon.
Right.
That I think that is, though, a very dude.
Yeah.
That last part's... All men came up with that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, we bring in
yeah.
the robot pussy. Like, no, babe, it's cool. You don't get anything out of this, but I'll be over. Like,
it's okay.
It's for your birthday.
It's just a yeah. robot.
Run a Terminator home.
No.
That's where we're headed as a world. That's where we're heading. Could you imagine that these, if you're 15, 14, you're going to lose your virginity to a sex robot?
Okay.
I think it's a slippery slope. I don't think it's great.
What's horrifying is that we have robot technology and it's being used to put your dick in.
Well, every great thing was invented for sex.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Most inventions were made, right?
Oh, right? Okay.
What do you got? Give me
like,
some examples.
Like,
Ivan, help me out. Sound guy.
Hey. Internet streaming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Internet streaming, HD cameras.
I
think the printed press was created originally for like
sexual
erotica.
Use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah. Books, airplanes, yeah. helicopters.
Airplanes. Do you get to your mistresses who lives in it?
Right.
You're in LA. She lives right. in New York.
Space travel. All
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah. Alien pussy.
Yeah. Most of our vaccines.
I could definitely see.
Right.
The astronaut, the moon, being one. Man, there's. They might have two pussies. They might have two pussies up there. One body, two pussies. That's crazy.
I saw Total Recall.
Oh man.
So yeah, that's you can get a sex cat. I feel that's too early, by the way, if I may say, 6 a.m. to go to a cafe and have coffee and bang out a robot is a little too early for my taste.
Yeah. As two gentlemen who are owners
yes.
of penises,
yes.
do you
yes.
want to be like pioneers in this sex robot thing? Like, what if something goes wrong? Don't
oh,
you want
no.
a couple years
yeah.
more of technology under your belt?
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I say I'm the opposite. I want to get on the ground floor before they start becoming self-aware, because I think that's when the problems occur, right?
But what about just the mechanics? What
no,
if someone
I'm
chops
so
a tip off?
I'm so on board with you, a sharp edge
yeah.
somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
like too much usage.
Yeah.
And then whatever this plastic rubbery.
Right.
Oh my God.
I mean,
a cover pops loose.
I want a 3G. I don't want this first iPhone. I don't want you to give me this beta version.
No. Right. Yeah.
They can't even make cell phones that don't light themselves on fire. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
the sex robot Galaxy 7.
Yeah, just boom and everything just, you don't want that.
Call me old fashioned, but I'll stay with my glory holes.
Like a gentleman.
I can't think of any better way to go out on than that, Robo. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on our episode 198,
baby.
Thank you.
That's
198.
Right.
Have fun in California. I hope
thank
you don't get
you
too
so
many
much,
more hugs
you
while
guys.
You're here.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Dude, it was a blast, awesome. Man. Let us know next time you're in town also. And then congratulations on the Stand Up for Diversity Showcase. That's a big deal for a lot of people that aren't listening or that are listening and don't know. That is a huge deal. They only select how many people actually get to showcase.
Nine
people in the entire. Yeah, so that's awesome. Christy, thanks for giving us a baby update. 1 month.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. So I want to see the picture, too.
Okay.
I want to see the picture. And, Ro, how can people find you social media-wise?
You can do El Rojo Perez, E-L Rojo Perez on Twitter, Rojo Perez on Instagram.
How many Z's?
Three.
Three Z's. Okay.
Or just call me. 787-431-4551. Cool. Thanks, guys.
You're really going to wish you hadn't done that on the show. And for us, visit Foster the Podcast on iTunes. Subscribe to Foster the Podcast. Go to fosterpodcast.com. And for all my tour dates and Instagram, Justin Comic, justincomic.com. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.